welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining tonight. Today, we're going to look a little bit deeper into why we might need to be seen, and on a deep, deep level, explore our inner landscape and try to begin to ask the questions and be patient to hear the answers. And overarching, as I was preparing for this segment, when we look at needing to be seen, there's two things happening. One, we have technology that enables all of us to share our stories, that enable us to communicate many different things that was not possible even, 50, 60 years ago. This wasn't possible that people could communicate the way we are right now. And it's this eruption of sharing, eruption of voicing opinion and advocacy, and also creates a lot of confusion and potentially creates additional situations. So this need to be seen can manifest in a way that it could be unhealthy, meaning that if you're spending so much time trying to make sure that you have the perfect photos or the perfect things to share, or that you don't feel just right until you make yourself look a certain way to go out into the world every day, that you might want to evaluate what's going on here. What am I trying to hide from? What do I want to be seen by others? And to start examining that just at face value, what's going on? And there's nothing wrong at all, just to take care of yourself and have good personal hygiene and, you know, attentive to the way you are and express the way you are. There's nothing wrong with that on the most simplistic level. However, when it becomes a compulsive, obsessive, an addictive activity, that's when we start to question what's really going on. And that's where we're going to start to dig a little bit deeper and ask, why do you need to be seen? And so what I want us to do right now before we dive a little deeper into that, because there's a bigger world human species topic that leads us to kind of something that seems a little narcissistic, potentially a little superficial on the outside, but there's some deep wounds and roots that we're all connected to in this. And I don't think anyone's really exempt of it. I think everyone really, the human species, likes to be recognized when it does something well, likes to hear compliments. This is a natural human condition. However, there's a way to set that aside and not need that, not be dependent on that, and really stay attuned to what you want to do and feel comfortable in your skin, and to put down that obsession with needing to be seen. Life becomes a lot easier and a little bit different. What I would like you to do is just ask yourself that question right now. Do I feel like I'm not heard? Do I feel like I'm not seen? And then, if the answer is yes, then say why. Why do I need to be seen? Why do I need to be heard? What have I not communicated? Just sit with that. And even if you answered no, maybe ask yourself, well, really check in on that, where you might put yourself out there in a certain way and see if there's any refinement within that. I think collectively as a human species, we can all refine in softening our gaze a little bit. So we'll be talking about some tools that will help us in reducing our need to be seen. We're going to listen to a little Elisaveta Night Flyers, and this song I think is a fun way just to approach it. Keep a light heart. You don't have to be too serious with yourself in the inner landscape exploration, because it's not easy to be honest with yourself. And when we come back, we'll dive a little bit deeper into an overarching cultural situation that I feel in my heart is potentially a result of our set of conditions that are existing right now on planet Earth.
No one left to hide. Reach out, reach out to be all.
That was Elisaveta Night Flyer. And during that segment, hopefully you were able to connect to aspects of yourself where you might feel that you need to be seen, you need to be heard, and start to identify what you want to express, what you're not sharing, and where you're holding back. So this is that first seed, that root of when we don't express ourselves, when we hold back. And then we start to displace the unresolved communication in other ways. So if we can't express ourselves maybe as a child in our home, we might then, as we get older, start to express ourselves with our hair, our clothing in a way to get attention. Maybe we weren't given attention. And as I mentioned right now, with social media and the ability to communicate your story everywhere and the perception, it's like a big high school party of the more people you have following you, the more people that you have liking you, the more people that you have retweeting you, reposting you, all these things creates this mayhem. And it's that dynamic, especially as a teenager, where you are either trying to blend in or to stand out, and you don't know really what you want to do. And so I really recommend taking a pause with yourself and say, why do I feel like I need to communicate? And why do I want to have one directional conversations in the world versus having conversations with friends, family, or someone close by? Now, part of that might be you don't have the courage to speak out in person, or the other part of it might be that you don't have a community and that you might really relish in the fact that you can have a global community in a very quick, easy fashion and in the comfort of your home. And that's fine. It's beautiful to be able to connect with friends from all over the world. I have friends from all over the world, and I love that technology enables that in a very effortless manner. Yet at the same time, I really crave interacting with people physically. Human touch feels good to the human. So balance is good. So if we go to that needing to be seen so often, especially now, what happens is we get used to projecting a persona through social media, through the World Wide Web, and a conversation that's very well thought out. And would you retype your tweet 10 times before you sent it? Would you have a conversation that way? Probably not. So you want to think about what am I conditioning myself to do? I'm manipulating my language so it sounds a certain way in this setting, but am I able to show up authentically in the physicality, the third dimension with people, and have a conversation and enjoy them and not have to pause or feel unencumbered by the situation. So often also what will happen is people get in physical proximity. Here they want to be heard, they're posting, they're sharing, and they're not taking the time. Hey, you're right next to me, but we're both on our phones. I mean, it's kind of silly to see this happening, that the addiction is the phones and the technology, and it's invading personal space. So why I'm pointing this out, first of all, is that if you realize that if you're so habitually addicted to communicating on these devices and can't put it down, and that's a sign that you're addicted. If you can't put it down, you can't resist from checking it, the phone, the internet, all those things, then there's an addiction. And so I strongly recommend taking a break to see how long you can go without it. See how long you can break the cycle. If it's part of your work, fantastic. There's ways that you can still be doing what you're doing. I know even on my own website, I can create, put it on there, and send it out. And I don't have to go to all these locations if I don't want to. That's a choice. And you can get sucked into those worlds really fast. So see if you can make a modification there. The reason this is really important is that this need to be seen, this need to be heard. We spend so much time having this premeditated, thought out thing, that you want to put out there, yet you're not addressing what's unfolding around you. You're not engaged, you're not listening. Even if you don't want to engage in a conversation out in the world, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Or are you connected to that phone? And when we are too connected to anything, it becomes a dependency. And then there's a loss of authenticity because we forget what we want to express. And over time, we feel like we're not heard, that people aren't listening to us, they're not noticing us. So you see where I'm going with this. You're using this tool to be heard, but no one's really hearing you. I was just reading an article. It was really well written, a really beautiful article. And it's like, wow, no one's ever, it didn't look like no one's ever sent it out. And I was like, I wonder if anyone's read it or if I was the only person that ever read it. It's several years old. And so, people are putting effort into making things, yet we're getting over encumbered by a lot of information. And this could result in you not being heard or seen, or beautiful articles that are written that never even get read because there's so much information. So imagine if we brought mindfulness in, if we brought mindfulness into our speech, we brought mindfulness into our actions, and we started to ask ourselves, as we did earlier, that question, what needs to be seen? What needs to be heard? And how can I remove myself from the pressures of a contrived world, meaning the advertising world, the mass media world? How can I really dive deep? Because that need, when we say we have, we're, a lot of times people will get lost, especially, let's say, if you've been a mother and you've been raising your kids, and all of a sudden you realize, like, wow, who am I? What has happened? And what am I here to share? But you've been a mama, that's fantastic. Or you've been a papa, and you still are. So to get really honest with yourself about that. So one, really examine what you're doing on the internet, what you're posting out there. Is it authentic? Why are you posting it? And if it's an expression of yourself, fantastic. If it's for attention, really be honest. If you're trying to get approval from someone, if you're trying to get attention, just be honest with yourself. Say, wow, I'm trying to get attention. It could be for a wide variety of reasons. And then ask yourself, is this a consistent habit? Is this something I consistently do? And this is going to be hard for everyone to decipher because this is the day and age that we can express anything and everything we want to at any given moment 24/7. There are no pauses from social media. So the overarching result of this is that when we saturate our communications with so many things, then we don't give people time to breathe, time for people to really reflect, and we potentially are sharing things that we don't necessarily want to leave as an imprint. So, what I would love to ask everyone, if you're feeling that vulnerability, like no one's seeing you, you're not heard, really start to take some time to write down what you have to say, what you want to express, the topics that interest you. If it's just to get on your pulpit and do a rant, I guess that's fine. But really get educated then about what you want to share. And do you have an action that follows that through? Is it just to pontificate about something, or are you sharing something because that's what you do for your line of work and that's a lead-in and you have more to share and you're hoping people will engage and then you can offer more? Start to think about that. If it's just at home in a family dynamic and your partner doesn't listen to you, your partner doesn't engage with you, and you really want them to hear you, then you might want to have a serious sit-down and see what's going on in the relationship. Has it come to a crossroads where it's ready to go to separate ways? If you're not, one of you is not feeling heard, then it's definite time to do some work together and probably separately. And then if you're going above and beyond to try to attract attention, meaning that you're using shock factor or using manipulative tactics to get people to give you compliments or feed into your psyche in a positive way or a negative way, ask yourself about this too. These are complex questions because there's a lot rooted in here. And I just want you to take a pause here and think a little bit more about that. In this moment, if there's one area of your life that you've been holding back, where you haven't fully expressed yourself, or you feel that you're not expressing yourself, take this next segment. We're going to listen to Budding Trees. It's a meditative song. It's a playful one about meditation. It's by a Nako, a Medicine for the People. And as you listen to it, just ask yourself, pick one area, any area of your life, where you want to be seen more or you want to be heard more. Go beyond that in this segment. Go beyond it. Ask yourself why, like the little three-year-old in you, why do you need to be seen? Why do you need to be heard? And what's stopping you? What's stopping you from communicating that authentically? And then when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of practices that you can utilize to enhance that voice and that action or impression that you will be leaving so that it's of greater benefit to yourself and generations to come.
And you can actually kind of expect the new Medicine for the People album out on 12-12-12. Dark is the night, bring in the light. Talk a little bit about meditation and healing our broken hearts, because we don't know nothing.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight, and a little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city with the wind on our necks. Check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkle into my mouth. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh, oh. As we snoop all up on my shit in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest through the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel a little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You the pillar, steadfast light of bravery, and I the dimly burning candle still shaking. Riddled fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you, and many children need that monarch creature. As that he missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh, oh. Stumbling through the woods, it catches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly whizz by and sings, now teach. Yeah, dragonfly whizz by and sings, now teach. Fork on the trail, I watch you head up Malkar. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and bodies talking, yeah. Give me some of that wild fox medicine, but keep me here in this wild present tense. Fully supported on new lover's chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh. Gifted new eyes to see all of the shapes and shifting ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities.
That was Nako, Medicine for the People, and that was Budding Trees. During that playful song, I hope that you were able to start to open the little box of serious questions to really engage yourself. You might have come up with, well, I don't know what I want to say. You might have started to realize that maybe in a situation at work or in a relationship or with friends that you have been afraid to have your voice or to take action and therefore held back. And that is where you're going to have to start to get honest with yourself and take some time. You don't have to run ahead and make any quick decisions, but just take a little bit of time and say, hey, let's see what's going on here. And maybe if I sort of choose, I can start to make some changes. So I want you just to think about that for a moment. And then I want to just offer some practices that you can use before we go into this bigger topic that will require us to all take responsibility for our healing. So it's just simple practices, and this is your choice if you want to utilize them. As I mentioned earlier, if we go too far into the overexpression of self, the overindulgence of expression of self, we fall into a pattern of potentially feeding into a level of narcissism. And that narcissism can become an obsession and a compulsion. And the deeper you go into that, the longer it can take you to come out of that tunnel that you maybe naively went into. It can consume you. It can take you away from your natural gifts and very much destroy your psyche. You know, the mind is a very precious vehicle, and it's one that manifests our reality. So when we become obsessed and grasp, we're putting ourselves into a frequency that's not of benefit to ourselves and others. So one way to start to address what you might be feeling, that you haven't expressed yourself, you haven't been heard, is to get clear on what's going on. If you've had a trauma, something that's happened to you where you haven't expressed it, then it's time to get some help. And whether it's a confidant, a friend, a family member, or to have a team or a person or a therapist or someone to work with you one-on-one, to connect with them so you can start getting that out. When we hold it in, that's where we can start to cause dis-ease to ourselves and others. And if it's something where you need to make a change but you're afraid, and you're pushing it off on, well, they just can't see me, they can't hear me, it's not working because they don't know what I have to offer, it's time to take some action. It's time to decide what you need to do. And if you need to discern and bounce some ideas off of someone, then do that. You can reach out to me. I'm happy to discern, help you discern, or help you find the direction that would best serve you. There's not one size fits all, and it's good to find something that can assist you in your journey. So if we think about it, if we say, wow, I feel like I'm making all these imprints, I'm leaving all these imprints, and is that going to be of service to the future? Is it going to be a record? It could be. It might be history. It's going to be a pretty interesting history. Or is it even necessary? Ask yourself that question too. So once we start to get really clear as to what we're expressing and why we're expressing it, then what happens is over time we aren't so concerned about how it's being heard or who's hearing it, because we know where it's intended to go. We're focused and we're mindful about where that communication is to go. We realize sometimes we don't even need to say anything because it will work itself out. So just to really get clear on that and start to ask yourself, you won't always know. It's a little dance trying to figure out, should I do this? Should I do that? So just take some time to explore what's going on. And part of the practice will be just to check in and see what's going on and say, this is going on, so I'm going to sit with it for a moment before I take action. Oh, I'm really feeling this pull where I really am going to bust out of my box that I've been hiding in because I really want to experience life. So the practices that you can use, and we're going to talk a little bit about busting out of that box, is one, just to be honest with yourself in your self-expression. Is it overindulgent because you're not expressing yourself where you need to? Are you holding back in a relationship? Are you holding back in a work situation, a client situation? And if so, why? And what are you afraid of? Go for it. Express. Be mindful, but express. Get it off your chest in the best possible way, or talk to a third party where you can make some sense of it and then take action. As you begin to really take responsibility for maybe putting yourself in a little box for a while, then you can decide how you want to break out of the box, how you want to enter the world, and what impression you want to leave. And so this is where onion layers of the onion will start peeling back, because you'll start to have to figure out, especially if you've been hiding a little bit, what you want to express into the world, how you want to walk in the world, and how you want to show up. And that may take some time. If you think of the little toddler that goes around and dresses up like Superman and a Ninja Turtle or a Muppet or whatever it might be, or makes up their own costume, doesn't matter. they're expressing themselves and they're feeling into their identity and aspects of themselves. Same thing is important to continue to check in with over time, and that's where we can start to feel a little stifled. So the check-in's important, discerning how you need to take action, and making peace with what you're afraid of and start moving forward with the action mindfully, using mindfulness. Just don't go around with your sword and clearing the village because you feel like you have a right to. Really take a moment to be mindful about your actions. Next practice is to bring in a little bit of humility. Bring in some soft gaze and just surrender to self, humility with self, not others. Just say, wow, you know, what do I need right now? What am I missing and how can I express it? And just you bring that humility in, you might be surprised as to what unfolds. And then also with that humility, bringing in some patience to start to dig up the soil and say, am I willing to do the inner work? Am I willing to take responsibility? Because we can put on 1,001 costumes, we can put on 1,001 different masks or more, yet are we willing to take responsibility for that thing, that pit in our stomach, that or in our heart that we haven't said, and it's just hanging on, and that's where we feel like we need to be seen or we need to be heard. So ask yourself if you're ready to do that again and again and again, and then be patient. Patience is going to be a good friend. So patience and humility are good friends to have by your side. And if the fire, if the heat comes up, just really bring in that patience to guide you through the process. So what we're going to do right now, the next practice is meditation that I always encourage everyone to have as part of their life. We're going to do a little breathing in and out of the heart. So we're going to go from heart to throat and out the mouth. Heart, inhale, and then out the mouth. Again, in throat. Inhale through the heart, exhale through the mouth. And as you go through that cycle, we're just going to listen to this segment by Michel Dumond, and it's called Chandra, which connects to the moon. And the moon is this beautiful mirror that reflects to us what we need to know, what we need to look at. And we have this lunar cycle every month so that we have the opportunity just to sit in it and say, wow, what do I need to look at? I can take a couple days or a day to sit in whatever's being revealed. And guess what? Over time, when we do that, we will not feel as if we haven't been seen or heard, because we'll be making resolutions to ourselves and finding solutions within ourselves that no longer will be dependent on the approval of others. So just gently breathe in and out from heart to throat, exhale through the mouth gently, and just be with yourself in this moment and allow yourself to get a better understanding of what is not being seen, what's not being heard, and being that little 3-year-old again, asking why. Thank you. Hopefully explored with that song Chandra by Michel Demonde. Why? Really get honest, why? What I've personally found over time is that, especially when my feelings are hurt, when I might be thinking about getting offended, that one, it's a waste of time to get offended. And if I have something to say, that more than not, I don't need to say it at all. Especially in those high emotional times, that it's better just to be in silence. So the meditation is a beautiful practice, is one that can really assist in this process of getting to the deeper question. As a society, a global society, if we're going to start healing, at some point in time, we are going to need to start taking responsibility for ourselves. One by one, many people on the planet are doing that. I have been amazed at how many people are aware of their psyche and their conditions and are willing to take responsibility for them. And that's such a beautiful sign that people are committed to doing their work. And one by one, that shift in our energetic field will continue to transform and metamorphose no matter where we go next, that each one of us will continue to transform as we take responsibility. We'll have greater awareness, which is key. So those practices, if you want, you bring in the questions. It's questioning yourself is a good thing. Even if you don't have the answers, continue to question yourself. Let it be. Bring in humility and patience so that you take the time to figure out what's going on so you can move into the next. And that is super helpful. And then bringing in some meditation, some peacefulness to allow yourself to really explore what you want to express. And to take some time to write it out. Spend some time in a journal or on your computer writing it out. And if you don't want it to stay there, you can delete it or erase it or burn it if you need to. But just get it out. Get it out. Writing in a journal is very helpful. And you can always shred it, like I said, recycle it, compost it. There's many things you can do, so you don't have to worry about someone reading it. But allowing yourself just to be in everything that is revealing itself to you. And then what happens is you re-approach the world with a little bit more mindfulness. You think about, wow, I want to show up as this professional athlete. However, I realize that there's all these people that also want to be that professional athlete. And how can I hold my place as a true form of inspiration to those people that are aspiring to do what I've done? And how can I bring ethics and integrity to it? You might say, gosh, I really want to have the confidence to go to school and study to be an accountant, but I don't think I'm smart enough to do it. Yet by just expressing that intention to yourself and then saying, hey, I bet you I could do it and I could get extra help and I'll get to where I need to go. And as soon as we start expressing it, and those things that we want to do and that we want to be seen doing, then we get that motivation, that vision, and we start moving forward. It's when we're held hostage to what we think we can't say or what we can't show that we limit ourselves and others. And then it comes out in other ways. It comes out in 1,001 different costumes, 1,001 different masks, because you're too afraid to truly show someone who you are. And this is a lot of times what's occurring in imaginary land of social media and the World Wide Web today. So ask yourself those questions so you can get clear as to what you want to express. Now, the other part of this before we exit out is a much bigger topic, and I was connecting to it, was that we have gone through worldwide so many wars, so much genocide. So some of this deep-rooted needing to be heard or needing to be seen is a result of this continuation of trauma over trauma over trauma. And whether you believe in reincarnation or not, I was about to say recycling, reincarnation or not, you have to realize that either if you're everyone's in their final resting place, your lineage is still projecting that pain because you might be attached to that story, you might still be reliving it, or you might have an unexplainable awareness of a time and a place. And that's where you can start to connect into that reincarnation. So this lineage that hasn't been healed or acknowledged creates this desire, inadvertent desire sometimes, to be seen or heard, because it, depending on the situation, if you weren't able to express yourself to get help, or you weren't able to say you didn't want to participate in that, or you weren't able to get free, and then you go to your final resting place in that moment with all that pent up, you take it to the next. So there are generations after generations that have been pushed and pulled into situations that they didn't want to be. There are people still living out horrors and nightmares that, in my humble opinion, shouldn't exist on this planet, but they do. And bit by bit, as we heal ourselves and take responsibility for our actions and our own healing, that will start to shift. You know, it took us a while to get here. It's going to take us a while to get out, but bit by bit, it can happen. So some of you might say, well, how on earth can I have any kind of impact over that? Well, address, just like you're going to address, why do I need to be seen? Why do I need to be heard? Why aren't I taking action and moving forward? Is if you know in you there's some unexplainable thing going on that you haven't healed, you haven't sat with, you can just say out of sight, out of mind, but those traumatic embeds impact us beyond what you could imagine. So if they rise up, it doesn't mean you have to go searching them all out. If they rise up, address them. Get some help, get some assistance so you can heal them and move on. And it's not so easy just to completely move on. I have to catch myself there, because if it's serious trauma, meaning really intense trauma, this could take a while, and that's where that patience comes in, additional compassion comes in. But you can, the bed that pops up, you can start to make peace with and say, okay, I surrender. When it comes up again, I'm going to have these tools and I'm going to heal the next layer. And bit by bit, you get stronger and you know what you need to do to keep yourself safe, healthy, and forward moving in action. This will again reduce the amount of needing to put on all those outfits over there, all those masks, because you're going to get a lot more authentic. The tool that will help with this is, one, take responsibility for healing as it comes up. Have tools in place, a team in place, a practice in place that can address what's going on, and then keep forward moving, and then commit to yourself that you'll deal with whatever comes up and you'll continue to deal with it. Then, also from there, really start to decide from here forward, what type of impression do I want to leave here after I'm gone? What type of impressions do I want to leave on this planet? Am I going to feel good about all the impressions I've left in this lifetime? You don't have to go back, but you can start going forward with more mindfulness. This can start to shift really dramatically the things that you do in everyday life, the things you support, where you want to engage and where you don't. So even if you do go into social media, maybe you want to engage a little differently. You don't have to support anything. You can be a spectator, if you will, or you can just really consciously say, wow, what kind of imprint do I want to leave when people from a dig 50,000 years from now dig up what humanity was like, and maybe they have a special machine that can revitalize all the satellites and the clouds and all the data, and then they'll watch the movie. Are you going to be excited that they're watching it? Because it'll probably be you watching it, but why not start now? Why do we have to wait another seven generations or another generation to start making a different impression that we're leaving behind? So when you ask yourself, I'm not seen, why do I need to be seen? Why do I need to be heard? Is it so important? Probably not, unless you're not addressing a situation that needs to have you take some action. And if you do, I encourage you to do it. Get help, move forward, and keep evolving. Commit to your own evolution. That's when a collective metaphorical revolution occurs. So what we're going to do is we're going to exit out with a little Pearl Become Powder by Ann Heaton. And I would love for you just to sit and be with the idea of, where's one area in my life that I can bring myself into integrity, bring my voice there, bring action there, and start to take responsibility for generational healing and how you can do your part, whether it is something internal, promising you'll address it when it rises up, and potentially assisting others just by listening if you notice it's unfolding for them, rather than meeting them with judgment or anything else that might not be helpful in that moment. So I will leave you with those seeds. If you have any feedback or comments, please feel free to reach out to me. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a gentle smile, and a deep bow. Be simply.
And there is evidence of you. found them.